de lunes a jueves. You
find the safari park. You're killing me, Larry.
Larry, fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
When history graphs the decline and fall of America, it will have an arc unlike any other nation. No matter how far you go back to ancient Egypt, Greece, Rome, the conquering states of Europe, England, Spain, the chart looks pretty much the same. The fates of the nation are inextricably intertwined with the intelligence of the populace. It rises to a peak and then falls. Usually, the downward arc looks like a staircase. It took Rome many centuries to dissolve. But when a country destroys itself from within, the downside of the graph is never an arc, it's a vertical plunge. It happens fast. America's clearly on that descent, and it's falling in a hurry. A couple of recent stories indicate that, but only one really admits the truth. The other tries to fog the truth with a mist of bullshit, but only a moron couldn't see that bullshit. The study was conducted by Northwestern University, so of course they are going to obfuscate the truth. They're part of the reason America is getting dumber. The study showed that IQ test scores are dropping quickly, that from the 1930s until the 21st century, they were rising 3 to 5 points per decade. And gee, didn't that manifest in the trajectory of America, huh? Right to the fucking moon. In 1969, America put men on the moon. By 2009, we put men in the women's room. What happened in those 40 years? A study is not necessary to determine that. The collective will of a nation was subverted and redirected from outer space to inner space within the boundaries of our own colons. The author of the study, named Elizabeth Dworak, tries to spin the dismal results, claiming that our declining intelligence might not be a real reduction in smarts, but that people are just getting worse at taking tests. Right, Lizzie. Other researchers, whoever they are, posit that lowered intelligence could be caused by poor nutrition. Oh. But then, in a statement that makes you wonder whether or not Dworak is fully on board with woke culture, she says, quote, "If you're thinking about what society cares about and what it's emphasizing and reinforcing every day, there's a possibility of that being reflected in performance on an ability test." Ha! No kidding. You are what you eat and learn. And academia is mostly teaching shit. Then there came a lengthy post by a guy named Jeff Costello. He's a recently retired college professor reviewing a book entitled The Dumbest Generation Grows Up. The author is Mark Berlin, and it's a follow-up to a 2009 book entitled How the Digital Age Stupefies Young Americans and Jeopardizes Our Future. He made a bunch of predictions in that book that seemed to be coming true. He focuses on millennials, which of course are those born between 1981 and the mid-90s. According to the author, millennials corner the market on woke vision. But do they? The sickness cuts across all demographics, from Gen Z kids to nearly dead pre-boomers like Joey Bag of Maggots Biden and his female doppelganger, Joy Behar of The View. They are both catastrophically stupid, and it's a safe bet neither is remotely computer literate.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words.
The retired professor raises some points few would have the courage to mention. He says that his, quote, students combined ignorance with strident moral certainty. Possibly the most striking thing about high-profile millennials like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that they had no general education at all and lacked the most basic knowledge of history, even recent history. They were immature and emotionally fragile. Costello said it was difficult to get a class discussion going because students were unwilling to make judgments of any kind. They had an intense fear of offending anyone. They believe that everything is relative, and so it's wrong to judge. Completely unaware of the fact that this itself is a judgment. They saw no inconsistency in denouncing their political opponents as evil. The guy enumerated some scary results of a recent poll of college students. 44% think that the First Amendment does not protect so-called hate speech. 16% said they don't know, which makes the solidly pro-free speech contingent only 40%. 51% believe that protesters are justified in shouting down a speaker who utters offensive and hurtful statements. And 19% think it's okay to use violence against such a speaker. How to escape from such assholes? Well, another troubling story undercuts the notion that there's a geographic way to distance yourself from the psychotic left. Some pundit called Peachy Keenan wrote a fascinating story entitled Hick Libs. Hick Libs basically says that those who regard the heartland and rural regions as commie-free bastions of traditional American values, well, those folks are very much mistaken. That the illness of leftism has leached into places once thought to be solidly normal. There's a clip here from that story. It was posted on TikTok by someone who calls herself Pagan Warrior Mama. And she's not in New York or San Francisco or Seattle or Portland. She's somewhere in Kentucky. And from the looks of the video, rural Kentucky. She accosts her five kids on video, who appear to range in age from about 5 to perhaps mid or late teens. And she seems to be putting them through some type of behavior drill, programmed question and answer sessions, which is a common brainwashing technique. The first kid looks to be about 6 years old. He's standing at the sink doing dishes. Why is he doing dishes? Because Pagan Warrior Mom is busy making a TikTok video.
Hey, JJ. What does it mean to be gay?
It means you're
going to... JJ looks a little intimidated, but his dutiful but garbled answer was, it means you're a boy and you like another boy. The kid never says that he is gay, although you'll hear Pagan Warrior Mama assert that he is a little later. The next scene is a playground where Pagan Warrior Mama summons EJ.
Hey EJ, run over here real quick. I got a question for you. Hurry!
EJ, who looks to be perhaps 8, immediately obeys Pagan Warrior Mama and races across the field like a dog that just heard the dinner bell. EJ's facial expression is somewhere between wariness and suppressed terror.
What does non-binary mean?
Non-binary means you're a girl and a boy.
Are you non-binary?
Yeah.
Can we see one side of your head? Can we see the other side?
Like a POW, EJ turns his or her head, displaying one side shaved and the other with tresses to his or her shoulder. Clearly, every kid's dream haircut.
Who wanted that haircut?
Me.
Why?
Because I want to be a boy and a girl.
As EJ answers the question, EJ looks skyward, as will any kid when trying to remember a scripted answer. Next is an interior shot. A kid maybe 8 or 9 years of age is engrossed in a tablet when...
Hey, Ember.
Yeah?
What does transgender mean?
It means when a male wants to be a female and a female wants to be a male.
And who's transgender?
I am.
Ember appears to be male, but who can say? As he answers pagan warrior mama, he never takes his gaze off the device in his hands. He will answer the coming question by rote. He's answered it dozens, maybe hundreds of times before.
And you totally understand what that means, right?
Yeah.
And you know that not everybody's going to like that?
Yeah, not everybody's going to like that. But if anybody's transgender, I support them.
Note the affirmation with which he closes. I support the party line, Maximum Leader. What kid talks like that? Next, pagan warrior mama's iPhone does a quick pan to the left to reveal Zeke, who is looking at a TV screen and holding a video game controller.
Hey, Zeke, what does asexual mean?
Not interested in sex.
And you're asexual, right?
Zeke answers that with a perfunctory nod. Were there a thought balloon above Zeke's head? It might have said, "Leave me the fuck alone. You psycho bitch." I'll put my money on Zeke as first to get far, far away from pagan warrior mama forever. There's no shot of the TV screen. Wonder if he was playing a hyper-violent video game. Next up, we've got Nessie, whose face is buried in a device. She is perhaps 16 years old and obese.
Hey, Nessie. What does bisexual mean?
To like more than one, to like different genders.
And who's bisexual in our family?
Me.
And you totally understand what that means, don't you?
Absolutely.
Do you think that Ember understands what it means to be transgender?
Yes.
Do you think Ezekiel knows what it means to be asexual?
Definitely.
Do you think EJ knows what it means to be non-binary?
Yes.
Do you think JJ understands what it means to be cisgender?
Yes.
All right.
There you have it. We've heard from dishwashing 5 or 6 year old JJ, who defined gay for mama. Then EJ, who is non-binary and has a show and tell haircut, which was totally her or his idea. Then there's 8 or 9 year old transgender Ember. Hey, the name rhymes with his sexual status. Big Zeke, who's a confirmed asexual, and bigger Nessie, who is bisexual. That makes 5, count them, 5 children who all, of their own volition, without any coercion or pressure whatsoever from pagan warrior mama, decided they are... what are they? The only one who cracked a semblance of a smile was Nessie, but maybe she just watched a video that amused her. The rest looked hollow and frightened and sad. That left only one more prisoner for pagan warrior mama to interrogate. The husband, perhaps father. She finds him at the same public park where Nessie and EJ were, and he is grilling a small frozen pizza on a public barbecue. He does not look happy to see pagan warrior woman. When the interrogation commences, he clasps his hands at his waist, as POWs usually do.
Hey, babe, how's grilling pizza going?
The top is still a little soft, but the bottom is.
That's so funny. The pizza isn't done.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Sure.
Does it bother you to be the only straight, cisgendered person in our family?
Not really. I mean, that's just what my beliefs is. I am not into men. I'm into women. But I have nothing against people who love to be with the same sex, so it's their choice.
Does it bother you that none of your children are cisgender straight children?
Not one bit.
Another pundit calls these people the woke yokels. That's kind of funny. But there's nothing funny about what pagan warrior mama has done to those children. Nothing at all. Pray for those kids. Maybe being orphaned isn't always such a bad thing. The title of this episode is Dumbed and Dangerous. America has been catastrophically dumbed down. The guilty parties are primarily teachers, or educators as they demand to be called. When school is out, Hollywood and the legacy media continue the indoctrination. It's a seamless flow of lies created to destroy what's left of America. Now, why are the dumbed dangerous? Because they vote. Shouldn't there be a test for voting? To pass, people should be literate and prove a basic knowledge of American history and of the principles of our Constitution. Why the fuck should some clueless person have a right to determine the direction of a nation? Why stop at dumbness? Why not allow small children and house pets to vote too? They have feelings, don't they? Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always so good to be with you. Stop by the homepage at thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary. If you enjoyed what you just heard, click the Patreon or PayPal button while you're there and help support the show. If that's not in your budget, then post about it on your social media. Email a link to friends. Leave a 5-star review wherever you download. It all helps, and it's all appreciated. If you want to write, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I get a lot of emails, so I don't always answer immediately, but I do always answer. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.